President Peres told the General Assembly that Israel is ready to negotiate full peace with the Palestinians to achieve two states living side by side in peace and security.
We try to conclude those negotiations this year. It will take, apparently, a longer period of time. I believe it can be accomplished within the next year.
He said his country is ready to explore a comprehensive compromise that could lead to peace with Syria as well, saying that Israel has suggested face-to-face meetings with President Bashar al-Assad, but has not yet received an answer. Mr. Peres also reached out to Lebanon, suggesting immediate peace with that neighbor is also possible. And he urged Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah to follow up on the peace initiative he introduced during the Arab League summit in Beirut in 2002 that offered normalization of relations between Arab states and Israel in exchange for a full withdrawal from Arab territories and a Palestinian state. But on the subject of Iran, President Peres said Tehran is at the center of violence and fanaticism and is a danger to the world because of its hateful attitude toward Israel, its state support of terrorism, and its efforts to develop nuclear weapons and long-range missiles.
The Iranian people are not our enemies. Their fanatic leadership is their problem and the world's worry. Their leader is a danger to his own people, to the region, to the world. Is a disgrace to the ancient Iranian people and tradition. Is a disgrace to the values of Islam and all religions. Is a disgrace to this house, the United Nations, its basic principles and values. His appearance here is already a shame.
Mr. Peres was referring to Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who addressed the assembly on Tuesday. During his speech, Mr. Ahmadinejad lashed out at the Jewish state, blaming what he called a Zionist network for controlling American and European foreign policy and dominating world financial markets in a deceitful and secretive manner. Also addressing the General Assembly on Wednesday was Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai. He said terrorism still plagues his country and has spread to neighbors Pakistan and India.
To the extent that terrorism in our region continues to be a global threat, evolving in nature and tactics, the struggle against it must continue unabated.
While China's premier, Wen Jiabao, thanked the international community for its support during his country's devastating earthquake in May and as it hosted the Summer Olympic Games. He said China is now on a path of sustained development that would be achieved through reform and openness. The General Assembly also heard Wednesday from a number of presidents, including those from Mexico, Ukraine, Chile, Sri Lanka, and Senegal. The annual meeting continues on Thursday, when the presidents of Iraq, Zimbabwe, and Pakistan are among those scheduled to speak. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.